I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. The mayor of Salt Lake County, Ben McAdams, says he's in favor of economic growth, and he hasn't ruled out supporting the proposal known as Project Discus. But he says there are plenty of reasons to be concerned, and he thinks the company behind the nearly 1,700-acre project may be asking too much. One concern is the tax incentive being offered.
I think a $240 million incentive that's several million dollars per job is pretty high. And so the return to the public should be pretty high, and I'm just not sure that we've crossed that threshold right now.
He says the incentive feels like the county is buying jobs.
I recognize the value of bringing a premier name to Utah and what that does for our reputation. I think we're a pretty great state already. We have some great companies, and we have a lot of great things going for us.
And he says there could be a massive strain on one specific natural resource.
We would have to commit to this company 5.3 million gallons of water per day. That's a lot of water, and we live in a desert.
But officials from West Jordan say they believe they can provide everything the company needs and that it's an investment that will pay off. With more on that, here's KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
It's a huge project that in the end would require enough water in a day for a city of 25,000 people. But West Jordan City Manager Mark Palish says that need can be met and not at the expense of other water needs. Palish says the incentives are high, but
we're looking at it as we're kind of casting our bread on the water and luring one big fish, hopefully. Hopefully the other ones will follow, and we have every reason to believe they will.
Palish says two other companies have already expressed interest in West Jordan. As part of the deal, the city had to complete redevelopment of the area before a legislative mandate would have kicked in, requiring the company to help pay for affordable housing. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.